Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine niggas lying by shooting the real bitch. Just a safe face for rapping niggas you chill with. Imagine me giving a fuck, it was your fucking birthday. You and your feelings, I just thought it was another Thursday. Now imagine me cop blocking niggas on some dry shit. I don't want you on a bitch, believe you wouldn't have been invited. And if it wasn't for me, same week you'd have been indicted. You walk the M's, not the talk, I guess that made my friend excited. Now y'all in cahoots, you a pussy boots. You shot a 5'10", bitch, with a 22. Talking about phones and tenders like them bullets wasn't pellets. A pussy nigga with a pussy gun in his fillet. Okay, he in the back sitting, he be calling me a bitch. We all know the shit I could've came back with. He talking about his followers, dollars and goofy shit. I told him, you're not popping, you just on the remix. Now here we are, 2020, 8 months later. And we still ain't got no fucking justice for Breonna Taylor. Any nigga on that nigga side is a clout chaser. A bitch who he fucking or a hoe that he paying. Imagine me. Imagine me entertaining you fucking goofy ass niggas and you fucking goofy ass bitches. Who you taking shots at, goofy ass nigga? Keep your broke ass out of rich bitch business. And that go for you bitches too, that's trying to get picked. Talking shit, high slide on you thinking that you slick. Oh shit, it's a lot of weak niggas in this bitch. They confused, they hate me, but watch my videos be they dick. Who a snitch? I ain't never went to the police with no names. I thought a bitch that got her chance has called a loss has something to say. Hey, I be speaking facts, they can't handle that, they want me to be the bad guy, let me put my mask on. I was chose, I ain't asked to be this motherfucking cold. Still the brightest star and not just the ones that's up in this mold. Keep it pimping always, actions do the talking. I know you want the cop, so I ain't saying y'all name. Oh, you out here ballin', huh? Who you get that money from? 10 toes down for whoever get the petty, huh? I be so content cause I know I'm a real bitch. And anything I say, I'm never scared to repeat it. You think I was a killer, how these niggas scared of shit? I pull up one deep, but niggas bring they whole clique. Ay, who you taking shots at, goofy ass bitch? Watching me succeed from your knees, sucking dick. I know you want attention from the niggas that I get. I'm a fake, you a side place, trim stay in your place. Real bitch, yeah, yeah, I ain't selling fairy tales. FaceTime my nigga while my other nigga laying there. Bitch think she sabotaging something, trying to run and tear. Bitch, I got a bun with my niggas and they all aware, yeah. Who you taking shots at? Shut up with your scary ass. No profile pic, bitch, your mama shouldn't have had. Kick me while I'm down bad, I remember all that. Next nigga send a shot, I'ma send it right back.
What's good? Y'all know what it is. It's Street Smart Radio, the power hour. We're here. We're back. Hotter than ever. We got a hot interview on deck tonight. We lie. What's good, Jersey?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Man, I got so much to get up and go so quick. I said, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Welcome, everyone. Tonight we have Sylvia, a.k.a. The Show, hailing out of Detroit, Michigan, by way of Atlanta, doing some good things down in Atlanta. Welcome to The Show, The Show.
Yo,
how you doing
good
tonight?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. So how's things going? Tell us about, you know, who you are, where you from, what you got going on down there in the A.
Right. So, man, if you don't know, now you know, it's your girl, Big Show, on Blast Radio Atlanta. You know, we push independent artists and small businesses. I mean, entrepreneurs, really anybody who has anything that's really worth talking about and acknowledging within the community. If you're doing something positive or whatever like that, you know, those are people that we want to talk to.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, look, man, we've been doing this for 3 years. 3 years in January. So, you know, I'm definitely excited. The anniversary coming up. Home of the $5 spend. You really can't beat that. You know, we licensed.
Right.
They get their streaming rights and everything like that. So, you know, I mean, we really, for the artists who I feel like we for the artists who got themselves together, but we're also for the artists who, like, breaking into the game and they still kind of new to it. They're a little green to doing interviews and things of that nature. And we do our best to make people feel very, very comfortable for our interviews and everything like that. It's like sitting down and chopping it up, you know, with your people, with your fam or
right.
whatever. And so I think
that's how
people,
I feel an interview should be.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. And to me, it gave the artists the opportunity to really express themselves. Like, you know, a lot of the artists who hit us up to do interviews, they're like, oh, well, man, what type of music you want me to sing? Or, you know, like, man, what do you want me to talk about? And all this other stuff. And I'm like, really, you know, it's about you. And it's really about what you
right.
want to showcase. And it's really about you having an opportunity to let everybody who's listening know who you are. So pick your favorite song, you know what I'm saying, and talk about whatever
right.
that you want to talk about. Of course, we're going to ask questions and everything like that. But even to me, the questions are kind of like to make you feel comfortable, and that lead into, you know, everything else that you really
right.
want to pour out and say. And so, you know, man, like I said, anytime folks come through, it's always a vibe. And I've been able to build some very long lasting relationships through that. And
definitely.
Even outside of, you know, just the music type shit. But like, we go bowling, you know,
right.
we do all types of stuff.
And that's one of the that's how we actually met. Through this radio station movement thing and interviewing artists and making trying to, you know, build some repertoire down there in Atlanta. What else you got going
yeah,
on besides
yeah.
the radio station? Tell us what else you got going on.
Oh, man. Well, you know, my day-to-day, I manage a moving company. It's family-owned and ran. We've been in business 20 years. My cousin, we're doing it. We specialize
right.
in moving seniors. And so, you know, the regular day-to-day is, you know, the family business. And, of
right.
course, helping people as much as we can. I love working with seniors. They always have a great story to tell. Don't get me wrong. I've been cussed out by plenty. But
of course.
You know, it's good.
I was about to say, because some old people be mean as hell. They mean as shit.
Look.
They mean
they
as shit.
They do.
They got a sugar
they
coat.
Do.
They just rude as fuck.
Look, and some of them, it don't matter how nice you are. They still like, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Let one of these guys make a mistake or, you know, like break something or do, oh, man. And they be like one of the ones who like mean and they're like, Like, it'd be
right.
crazy. I definitely got some stories about
on.
The movie for sure. Absolutely.
But even outside
of that.
Stay professional. But on the inside, you like you.
Look, it'd be so hard for me because I'd be ready to. I didn't do it to
mm-hmm.
you, and I'm trying to. I tell them like I'm trying to help you. So you yelling at me is not gonna help me help you and help us better
right.
the situation or whatever. I don't let people sit and yell at me. I tell them, look,
right.
cause I don't. I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to help you. And if they keep yelling, then, well, I'm sorry. You know, when you calm down, we can talk about it. I've seen some
right.
damage plan forms. We can put it in writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help a person that's yelling at me and, you know, being disrespectful or anything like that. I do my best to be very respectful and professional when I'm doing my job. Of course, but, you know, at the same time, I'm not going to take no abuse because we really go over and beyond to assist our clients. We really, really do. And so, you know, I definitely wouldn't disrespect anyone. So in that same right, I'm not about to be disrespected either.
For real.
Very
I'm
much
so
true.
I mean, why would, and then you look at it as people think they're going to get the same service after you get finished cussing somebody out and having given them a hard time.
And it's
and
like,
you think
no,
you're supposed
to
get
I don't even
want to
help you at all. And I'm going to give you these 90 days that you get for me to file this claim or whatever like that. I could have did it. It could have been done tomorrow. But no, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go through the process. Send me your stuff, whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? And when I got time, then we're going to get around to it. I'll make sure it's done in the 90 days that I'm given. By law.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to take
like,
my...
For real. No, for real. And so, yeah, I mean, but I love doing that, and I've been doing that for some years now. And then, you know, we got the studio and everything going. I got some artists
nice.
that I'm managing right now. Of course, you know, my brother and I got an artist named Frankie Lou. I just brought him down from Detroit. You know, my brother, he's from Detroit too, of course. And then I got an artist, I got a singer that's in Georgia. She's amazing. Like, a lot of her music is already getting paid on some of the, getting played on, like, you know, the R&B-ish type stations and stuff like that.
Right.
She's an R&B type singer. And then I got another artist I sent New Orleans, Shice, you know, Shice DFA, man. Shout out to my artist, Winter Star, Frankie Lou, my brother Dre Bills, you know. And we still doing the Heartfield music thing. You know, like, to me, like you said, when we met, man, that was so long ago. We've been doing this shit for so long.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
but,
that was back in, like, 2014, 2015.
Man, I'm saying, like, long time ago. And so, me, I stick to the regimen. You know, it's the same thing. Of course, things don't move as quickly as you would like, depending upon who you're dealing with and, you know, and life just in general or whatever. And so I'm very happy to be in the position to where I am to be able to assist artists in the ways that I can and that I'm able to. And then, of course, you know, just being able to do what I love, period, is like, that's the greatest reward for me, of course. And we just gonna keep doing this shit, man. You know, my show, it drop every, and we on YouTube, and we go live on Facebook, too, of course. We be live on Restream. It streams through Live365. Of course, the website is jumping, you know, onblastradioatlanta.com. Yeah. And we got blogs and stuff like that of artists. I do my best to keep everything affordable because, you know, I did music. And so as an artist, I know and I understand how difficult it is when it comes to trying to get exposure and when it comes to trying to meet the right connections and everything like that. And so, you know, I just feel like I really wanted to create a platform that would be like a stepping stone that, you know, that help artists figure it out. And you know, it's just a way for them, of course, to learn. It's like a guide or whatever. We drop a lot of tips. My show is called The Truth Session, and we talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And we talk about life, and we just talk about, you know, things that's going on in the world, period, love, everything. You know, just day-to-day, everyday
so
life.
Do you
talk about some of everything.
So in between, I see you got a nice little roster going on with the radio station. You got you have a family-owned business. And in between all of that, do you find it hard, like, as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, do you find it hard to, you know, what's the up and downs of you having all of this on your plate?
I mean, I think I'm fortunate because I like to stay busy. Staying busy is, I love to work. I got a really good work ethic. And so that's like a great thing. To me, the ups and downs really fall into people because people are unpredictable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're dealing with people when it comes to a business, whether it's new people who just walk in or your friends or your family or whatever like that. You have these different personalities and things like that you have to deal with. People have their own agendas and, you know, ideas of what they want to do. Communication these days is like, it's horrible due to social media and text and, you know, all these other things. You know, people don't really know how to express themselves. And like, I go through so many issues even with just the business, you know, the moving company, because even when I get employees, you get grown men who, if I say, hey, man, can you come to work? They tell me, yeah, they can come to work, and then they don't show up to work. You can call them, and they be like, I've had people tell me they're on their way. I'm on the way, and they never fucking make it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and so, like, the communication and things like that with people these days is just like, it's hard to depend on folks. You feel like I realize that bringing friends into my business, it has ruined a lot of my friendships because, you know, even your friends, they feel like, they want to help. And I feel like, man, that's the great part. I think a lot of your friends, they genuinely want to help. But then once they get involved and maybe they see what the work involves or maybe they just think it's going to be easy breezy or they feel like, man, this is a good thing. Like, especially when it comes to this music shit. And you got friends who like good music and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, man, well, I can do this and that's going to help me do this and whatever like that. And then people lose sight of what the real goal is. And I'm real big on my business is my baby. You know what I'm saying? And if you dangle my baby out the window, then fuck you. And I don't care who you is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like if you were my friend, then you wouldn't do that in the first place.
I will say this. As long as there is a great foundation and a solid structure, any business can work between friends. As long as it's a great foundation and a solid structure. Because if you really think about it, that's where a lot of shit goes wrong because of lack of structure. If you can't say, hey, this person, this is what you're going to do, this is all that it entails and what you're going to do, do you understand what you're doing, and then they acknowledge that they do, then do what you do in that realm. But no.
Okay, so then maybe people are slow or they stupid or they or whatever like that because I just told y'all that communication is very important. Like, so, you know, to me, with a radio station, it's common sense. Y'all do this, so y'all know. It's a radio station. Guess what? You get people who want their music played on a radio station. You get people who need to be interviewed on a radio station. You promote. You post. You know what I'm saying? The simplest thing is, like, when I talk to people about being involved with the radio station, whatever, is posting, because everything these days is social media. You need to be posting 2 to 3 times a day. It's not that hard. I'll drop this shit in a group. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what to post, copy and paste it. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. It's not rocket science. So it's not. I don't think structure is very important. It is. Of course, with any business.
It's
and like, I mean,
some
I run a
movie.
You know what I'm saying? I run a radio station.
I was
so I'm
saying in addition to. I'm saying in addition
to. But
know,
people still get lazy. But you know, man, your friends, unless people are like you, unless all your friends are like you, which is very rare and far in between, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly like you and how you move or whatever like that, then no. And you can give people a job and you can tell them, like, I'm all about. So, and I'm very much so about learning people and figuring out what their great points are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even about to put you in an area that I already know you're not going to be able to flourish in. I'm going to put you in some shit that you do all the time. Oh, well, guess what? You come into a radio station and you're an artist and you already talk to artists and stuff like that. You go out and you perform or whatever like that. Well, you're going out on the regular, which is what you do already because you perform. Hand out some cards. Talk to some people. Tell them about the radio. Like, bro, like I said, like it to me, it don't be hard. It's whether or not people are really, really dedicated and that's what they really want to do. And to me, if you're not looking to really be in radio, that is what you want to do, then it's, to you, it's just like some sideline shit. It's just like, oh, this is just some extra shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? On top of whatever else that I got going on. And so to me, and that's just my experience of what the hardest thing has been for me because I take my business so serious because, like I said, that's like my all-day, everyday life. I go to work, we do the movement company shit. In the afternoon, we working on something that got to do with music, whether we're in the studio or whether we putting music together, playlist for the station, getting interviews together or whatever, however. You know what I'm saying? So if people are not dedicated and not serious like that, then, of course, their work ethic is not like yours, and you're going to come into some type of whatever because that's just what you do all day, every day, you know?
So have you, during your course of producing, doing a radio station, you know, the whole entertainment industry and the whole, who are some of the influential people that you've come across that you've interviewed as far as ABC celebrities, some of the top independent artists?
Oh, man, I've been fortunate to have some wonderful people come on my show. Wonderful artists in general. I mean, there's so many, my bad, I had to take a drink, but it's so many, oh my God, it's hard to name. But some that I could definitely start out with is Shawty Lowe Jr. I've had Shawty Lowe Jr. come to the station twice to interview and just talk about things that he had coming up and, of course, talk about his dad. And I've been able to go out and do a couple events with him. I had Will Talk come. You know, he was with their camp too, but he's like the big producer that's out there in Atlanta as well. He just opened a gym where he do like, you know, calisthenics or whatever, or, you know, no weight training, whatever, all your body muscle or whatever, and he meant like super fit. Let me see, a lot of female artists, which is really dope. I'm really big on trying to get more R&B over to the station because a lot of people rap or whatever. R&B has faded out, you know, so much. And so, you know, like Miss Primrose, Keljean, Ashley C. Baby, of course, you know, my artist, Winter Star. So, you know, like a lot of artists that's like that, man. D the Problem, my fan D the Problem, he signed by Lil Scrappy. And so he's been out on the Millennium Tour doing his thing. BK the Don. I mean, it's a lot of independent artists in Atlanta that really got some good music, and it's crazy. That's the one thing that I love about the station is I turn that shit on, bro, and it just dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you can just listen to it, and it just dope.
Yeah.
Talk to my bro, Ace Boone Coon. I done had him on the show a couple times. You know, he done had songs with Rick Ross and a lot of other artists that's like big in the industry. And so yeah, man, I've actually been able to come across a lot of top tier indie artists within the city, definitely.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we want you to go ahead and let us know where everybody can find you at, the platforms and everything else. We got a couple of the songs that we're going that you sent in, American Gods, featuring Lil
Word.
Violation.
We're gonna
pump them up throughout the show. You're more than welcome
to
continue to tune in and listen to the rest of the show while we get it clocking. But before we slide off here, go ahead and tell people where they can find you.
Right. So y'all can find me on the gram. The show DT is PHASHOWDT. That's my personal page. If you just want to follow my life or whatever like that, of course, On Blast Radio Atlanta is On Blast Radio ATL on the gram and everywhere else, Twitter and all that other stuff. OnBlastRadioAtlanta.com is where you can see anything about the company, anything that you want to know. Go to all our social media, listen to the station when we live. Definitely follow our YouTube channel. We got a whole lot of stuff on there. Just from, like I said, we do a lot of events around the city and everything like that. If you're looking to have us come out, man, just hit us up, OnBlastRadioATL@gmail.com. And yeah, man, just fuck with your girl. And I, for real, anybody who out here doing anything positive, and it's not just in Atlanta, man, we got people who listen to our station, like, overseas, everywhere. And so our reach is strong, and I just want to make sure that we're supporting our own people and, you know, man, that people have the opportunity to share their story.
No doubt. Already. We appreciate you for sliding through, giving us some of your time.
You already know, man. I appreciate you for hitting me up. Y'all know what it is, man. Make sure y'all check in anytime my fam touch down. It's always a go.
Already. We going to go to break.
Already.
We'll be right back. Y'all stay tight. This is Power Hour. Keep it locked.
Billy go hard. I am meta trying to speak the word of God. Mr. Nance from American God, guys. I am everyone's pit like a Maja.
What about Bob?
That's what she be doing. I be racing with me, trying to beat me to it. Get my wrist to look like frozen Fiji fluid. Boot up with the pay, BD that I doing. Ain't nobody doing shit that I be doing.
Talk money.
Yeah, I speak it fluent.
You see something funny.
Not a kiki to it. Hit him with this bitch just like Rafiki do it. Yeah, I know the signs cause I'm from the jungle. Keep a drum around me like I play the bungle. Thump him in his head like somebody's uncle. Little drummer boy. Yappa rumpa pumpa. No more games, not at all on that Mary J. Put a flame to that broad, it's a merry day. Use my guideline, let me shine away. Know it's hard but stick with me, we'll find a way.
She was like you crazy.
I'm all kinds of crazy. I got 50 shades and not a one is gray. I be burning tree like it's for lumber day. I'm in God mode, that's my day to day. Ain't nobody stopping nothing I be doing. Mommies call me poppy when I get into him. This is not me cocky, it's the difference to him. He be bloated as fuck, put a fifth into him.
Kinda like you dance.
That's my hokey poke. Yeah, my smoky smoke, it ain't no jokey joke. I'm a pit bull, gator, and bolio. You would never hit me with the okie doke. I am on my spot for any signs of hustle. You ain't with the shits and you don't move a muscle. We ain't gotta shoot, cause I love a tussle. Got that Diggy Simmons, like my name is Russell. I'm at Ultra Instinct, that's at all times. Tryna play me dumb is where I draw lines. If I change, best believe that is by design. I'm my Scarface, know the world is mine.
Jesus, not a fucking god.
You don't know what I am, you don't know what I can do. Doctor Who in this motherfucker. I could be a clone. I could be a hologram. We could be clones controlled by robots controlled with special headsets that the real Rick and Morty are wearing while they're fucking your mother.
I'm going to kill you.
Come to 312 Olive Street.
Made a cross line. I ain't never been one to switch both sides. To the strife with the pen, this shit gon' slide. Me and bro used to bowl these hoes. Now we overthrow folks. God damn, this shit so live. Used to work with a third, but some kids can't vibe. Why you fucking with a bird and this bitch don't fly? Luke Pog on still death row. I catch some little guys when I bump into them outside. Side move swift like DeAndre. Boy, I'm a god, it's just me and my compadre. Black and yellow stones on my wrist like the Padre. I've been up high by myself for like 5 days, nigga. You could never see the shit I shoveled.
I'm a different nigga, I'ma get it settled.
Don't wanna play a game, little silly nigga. Pull up with this truck
like it's twisted metal.
You don't know because you're a bad son.
Take him down, Zipper Five.
Welcome back to the Power Hour.
We back. We back.
That was American God featuring Lou. What's good, public? That was the show. Envy with the show out of Atlanta. And now we're going to get into it. You know, we got to catch up with the last time we talked to y'all. We was talking about some things that was going on, you know, nationally, as far as the entertainment industry, a lot has been going on. We've lost a couple of people within the past couple of months. It seemed like it's been happening at least one artist almost every month. More recently, this past week, Takeoff of the Migos was the latest person to succumb to a gunshot wound to the head, torso and neck, here in Houston, Texas. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of chatter about what's going on with that. Quavo
first
was there. Yeah. Go on.
First of all, it is ridiculous at the fact that as an entertainer, you have to walk around with security because the same people who grew up in the same type of environment that you grew up in, who should understand specifically what you're saying when you say, hey, there's no reason why we got to sit up here and fight each other and do this shit to each other. It is ridiculous how something as stupid as either a basketball game or a dice game, because those are the two different things that were put out there. It is sad even travel without your own people taking you out.
Right.
That's the sad part.
What?
That's the sad
part. I mean, because if you look at the situation, the whole situation is jacked up. I mean, because under the guise of them feeling like they were protected and they was good, they didn't have their own.
Taken out by the same people that was supposed to protect them.
Yep.
It'd be your own.
And it's so
people.
Unfortunate. Yep.
It's with everything that's going on, with how things are going in the world, whether people want to agree with Mr. West, whether people want to agree with Mr. Kyrie Irving, whether people want to agree with Prince, Michael Jackson, Dionne Warwick, Eartha Kitt, and a lot of other celebrities who said the same thing Kanye West said. It's just that now people are mad because of how he fucking said it. To me, it don't make no motherfucking
sense. And it's not
sense.
Even just Kanye.
Because,
now you see they doing
Kyrie
it to Kyrie Irving,
said
too.
The same
yeah.
thing in a very intellectual and genuine way.
Yeah.
And he still getting the shit kicked out of him over this.
But this only goes
bullshit.
To prove. This only goes to prove that what they're saying is adding some truth to what they're saying, because this is a prime example. Because now they're being blatantly. I mean, we've known about entertainers getting blackballed, but this is public black. Like, they're publicly getting black. But Kyrie is like, just like Kanye said, y'all, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Kyrie said, I'll retire from the NBA. He told them, I'm retiring. Y'all can have this shit. And I feel him. I knew he was about to pull that move. Because you get what I'm saying?
You know what? I would really like to see in my lifetime that every single black person in the United States of America stick together, have a plan, and stick fucking to it. I guarantee you we would run.
We need to get like Brazil. You see how Brazil turning up? You see how Brazil turning
up?
Man, they done shut Brazil down.
The people
done shut Brazil down. Okay, that's what we need to be like.
We are the only group of people that don't look out for each other. Look how many people sit up here and be like, oh, Mexicans put a house up together. So put a house together up in a couple of days. They sure will. Because guess what? Everybody pitched in to make sure that someone in their family had a place to sleep.
Everybody
talks shit about the motherfucking Asians, but guess what? They'll sit up here and make sure
that
every single Asian that come over here, they get a motherfucking nail shop. That they get a motherfucking grocery store. That they get a beauty supply store. Because guess what? They're going to look out for each other. Everybody look out for each other but us.
And you would think that people, you know, we would look at all that is going on and all of that has occurred. And
think
more now than ever, stick together more. Like, you would think that's what we do. But instead of doing that, it seemed like, we going back to the 50s and 60s.
We have been indoctrinated.
We going back to
that it's everything for themselves. Because guess what? It was absolutely correct. When Kanye was talking shit about black folks, Balenciaga didn't drop them. Nike didn't drop them. Def Jam didn't drop them. Nobody fucking dropped them when he was talking Cash Money shit about black folks. The moment he started talking about motherfucking Jews, everybody dropped them. Another crazy thing about it is, Google it. Google it and see who owns the media companies, who owns the internet. See who owns all of these companies, even down to the stores you shop at. Look at the parent company and see who those members are. And I need to see the Jewish name on that board. It's sad. It's fucked up. Yes, it truly is, but it's true. It's just that people didn't like the way he said it.
And it's scary because everybody want to talk about the Constitution, the Constitution, the Constitution. Here these individuals are. Exercising their constitutional right. You don't like it? Oh, well, close your fucking ears. Don't pay them no mind. Like, don't entertain it. You get what I'm saying? It's just like every day, just who you. So everybody that say something fucked up that you don't like about Jews, you going to persecute them? You going to try to? It just don't make sense. Turn around and mind your fucking business. You ain't got to like it. If they want to be ignorant, let them be ignorant. But if that you're so bothered, that proves that what they're saying
shut people down and shut people off because you don't want people to know the truth. Because if people knew the truth, you wouldn't be where you are right now. Again, we have been indoctrinated to believe that it is every man for themselves. I'm going to look out for me and me motherfucking only. Because let's be real, you do have a lot of celebrities that have done a lot of different things in a lot of different communities. But if that money was, if they all came together and applied that money in such a fucking way that we actually see the change we want, you don't see them doing that shit. You don't see none of that shit going down. None of it. as much as so many other companies, black-owned companies, have pushed some of the same shit on a lower fucking scale. The ones, there's a lot of them at the top who are not publicly supporting what these folks are saying, and they know it's true. You don't see Diddy backing him up. You don't see Jay-Z backing him up. You do not see a lot of top hitters in this industry. You don't see DJ Khaled backing him up. You don't see no fucking body saying any goddamn thing. Ice Cube came out and said, like, yo, we might have dropped the damn ball on actually, you know what I'm saying, doing some shit.
Come on now. You already know.
And what we trying to see happen ain't never going to fucking happen because we dropped the fucking ball. And it's facts. It's facts.
Because and it's showing. It's showing right now. We still dropping it. We still dropping it right now. Because you see, Kyrie was the latest one. Kyrie is the latest one. It's going to be another one.
With Balenciaga on, with Chanel on, with Versace, with all these. They still wearing their shit, bro. Four or five years ago, he was your dude. That was your dude. He came out with a clothing line and da-da-da-da-da. Now he ain't shit. Make it make sense.
Right. Following the crowd. Following the crowd. We're going to go to break.
Y'all.
We'll be right back.
Right.
We'll be right back. Y'all sit tight. This is the Power Hour on Street Smart Radio.
My favorite bitch just cut me off and she won't even let me know the reason. She probably wanna hold up messy, hangin' ass friends being evil. Ain't stressin' by the shit coming around when she wanna eat it up. Slow scroll, fast scroll, grindin' and I'm a real pleaser. 60 hoes in New York having dinner, go take a send it to me soon as they get it. I put made by seats in a sprinter, make sure everybody sit comfortable. You gotta really pay attention, I'm not mommy. She tryna have a good time, she wanna come with her. They know we can't be fucked with now one of us. It's some bitch times I slip, I'm not falling. Barbara's baby blew the inside too, I'm feeling like a kid again. They thought I got lucky last time, fuck it, I'm back on that shit again. Her last bag was a crocodile, Kelly got it chocolate to match her skin. I just gave bro 100 pounds away, I'm told him tell the city is in. Majority of the time I ain't buy these niggas, I ain't with all that liking and shit. Money over everything, try to stop it, you get popped right then and there. Message thread full of where you at, so cool up on me, bunch of wins and wears. Youngins out here wildin' with no guidance, all they care about is who they kill. I was tryna keep that shit in order, it got harder cause I'm never there. It's a better life out here, I promise, bro, then I'ma keep it in there, yeah. I know how it feels, spend an hour, but it feel way better to count a million. I come from the bottom of the bottom, I shot right up through the fucking ceiling. Hey, everybody lit, can't play that foul. Hey, soon as it pop, bro, pull that foul. Hey, it's her first time coming to my house. Hey, better go hard, girl, this your trials. Hey, everybody lit, can't play that foul. Soon as it pop, bro, pull that file. Hey, it's her first time coming to my house. Better go hard, girl, this your child. Yeah, stay down, hustle hard until you come up. Take something on me when you need it. You won't make it far being greedy. My grandma taught me how to be a leader. If we fly commercial, we got greeters. They just know that we important people. They see how we coming, think we ghetto. Until they children tell them I'm their hero. Flight attendant say I look familiar. Crack a smile, tell her it's a small world. Oh, that's your bitch, that's my hoe too. We gon' share her, call her our girl. Real street music, I ran that field. If you can hit that, then she ain't my girl. Get your lip back, come step in my world. Two bitches on the same itinerary, same flight, same hotel, they don't even know each other yet. One of them don't say nothing, other asking do we go together yet. Young turnt nigga, ain't no holding back. This a Brabus, bro, not a regular wagon. I don't kiss the tip, I ain't into that. I don't think I met a nigga colder yet, like, hey, everybody lit, can't play that foul. Hey, soon as it pop, bro, pull that foul. Hey, this her first time coming to my house. Better go hard, girl, this your trials. Hey, everybody lit, can't play that foul. Hey, soon as it pop, bro, pull that foul. Hey, this her first time coming to my house. Hey, better go hard, girl, this your trials.
Ray Bossa Nova in Jersey.
We in the house. Yeah, yeah. We in the house.
Random. Okay. It's just, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, right? We got about two more weeks of Thanksgiving, right?
Maybe.
Like 2 weeks, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What, like, right after Halloween, Walmart ain't wasting no time, baby. They got that Christmas shit out already.
Walmart,
they got all the Christmas
shit
all out.
Dollar
Tree. Thanksgiving.
Dollar General, Walgreens, CVS.
Oh my
Reed,
goodness gracious!
All of
I was just sitting here like, can we do one thing at a time?
Target.
You just gonna rush us through the year.
Okay, first of all, okay, at November 4th or the 6th, one of those 2 days, I think Walmart or H-E-B, one of the two, they already started sales.
Oh, yeah, the Black Friday sales, I saw that.
Right, because they all finna be fucking closed on Black Friday.
Yeah, shit. They said
finally, learned the lesson that, hey, these people lose their lives. They can't buy in this goddamn store, okay? So that just makes a little more sense to me.
Folks
out
going to work on holidays, too, shit.
Let me tell you something. You know how many folks have to miss Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving has to be pushed to a time frame to satisfy somebody's work schedule because somebody got to go to work at, like, nine times out of ten, they got to be at work at about 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody got to eat Thanksgiving 1 and 2, mm-hmm. have a little time to digest and recuperate and take a little nap before they got to get ready to go to work, while everybody else just be able to sit at home and get drunk, play spades, and, you know, call it a night, a late night, but, you know, you get to miss all of that family quality time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's actually a good thing, that stores are being closed for Black Friday, because it gives their employees the opportunity to spend that time with their family on Thanksgiving. And so the next
day. Yeah, and this Thanksgiving, I believe, we've been dealing with this post-COVID. We're in post-COVID mode right now. And one of the things I was paying attention to was that, you know, we had to deal with COVID for 2 years, and now that we're pretty much out of COVID, we're at a time, again, during the holidays, where we're going through, like, this inflation thing. A lot of families, we be praying for a lot of families out there, sending well wishes, and, you know, because a lot of families they're not going to be able to have holidays the way they used to, especially right now, because, one, you have not only the inflation that's kicking down, like, you know, like we was talking about before, something as simple as buying a pack of chicken, it's $20. You get what I'm saying?
Man,
you go in that store for a couple of items, and you coming out spending $200.
I went to the grocery store the other day, and I seen that shit. I said, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's simple. You going to get simple stuff.
I'm going to
get
simple stuff. I want a couple of fucking chickens. I want a big-ass goddamn deep freezer to accommodate all of that shit, so I have to go to the motherfucking store and spend all the goddamn money. Money.
I mean, you
okay,
can't even,
money,
you ain't getting nothing for just $200. You're not getting,
a five
barely getting anything.
A chicken is damn near costing me $20 a pack?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you want a motherfucker to make a motherfucker vegan, keep jacking up these prices.
I mean, the turkeys and all that, we got all these food processing plants that, so you know the food got to be high as hell because we done had all these, we got these droughts and all the rest of this shit that's going on with the food processing plants and everything. I'm pretty sure if anybody has been paying attention when they go to these supermarkets, that you pay attention, it's bare. It's bare, very bare, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And A lot of shipment is not coming in.
I have a garden next year, okay? I want my garden.
And that's a fact.
So I'm going to grow. I want my own fruits. I want my own vegetables. Plant me a goddamn tree. I want mangoes every fucking year. Fresh, okay? So, I'm trying to cut down on having to spend money. I eat motherfucking a bunch of fucking vegetables and foliage, and that is my shit. So, it's just like, cut down on the cost of it because I do like the shit to be fresh. Everybody don't like motherfucking frozen chicken. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't like motherfucking, if you like your fruits and vegetables, guess what, people? Do you know how much it costs to keep that motherfucker fresh? Because you got to eat them soon. Them tomatoes going to go bad. Them lemons ain't going to last. I'm just saying. They're going to go bad. And the next thing you know, you got to get the store by the end of the week buying the same motherfucking shit you just ate the fuck up. And you're like, God damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, so it's needless to say, like I said, and I'm just, you know, we'll be here at Street Smart Radio praying for y'all out there this holiday season. You know, it's usually rough around holiday season for anybody.
And people,
not for everybody, but...
If we don't get to talk to y'all again, if we do not have another show prior to the Thanksgiving holiday, I would recommend this. I will say this. If you find yourself with an overabundant amount of food, go ahead and go to your local store, pick up some styrofoam Tupperware, put some plates together, and pass out food to those who were not able to have meal. Okay? Please do not let your food go to waste. It costs nothing to give somebody something you have an overabundance of. So try to do a nice little, you know, if you want to feel good about yourself or if you just think it's a great idea or just something to do, understand that somebody else is not going to have a meal. And if you are having an overabundant amount of food, you're already blessed. Why don't you bless somebody else?
Yes. At least even if you can just take a plate to somebody, you know, somebody somewhere, like just that one thing for that one day, if you
know
can't do nothing else, feed someone.
Have as much. Right. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily just have to be a homeless person. You can know a family who don't have as much.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, if you don't know them well enough to invite them into your home, then take them over some food, okay? Let them know, hey, I was thinking about you. Because sometimes that's all people need to know is that somebody fucking cares.
Well, this has been a marvelous show.
How is it? How?
This has been a great one. We have a reminder. We got Gossip and Hip Hop coming up. We also have Styler Show coming up. So we have two shows within the next week that will be airing. Y'all keep y'all eyes locked. Keep it, you know, like, share, follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our channel on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We'll have more super content coming. We finna do some new things. We finna dibble and dabble a little bit in a couple of places. Y'all, we finna get active out here. So we thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Once again, this has been the Power Hour. I'm Gray Bossanova.
And I'm Miss Jersey.
We out.
Deuces.
You got shorts? Take shorts?
Yeah. You got some on you?
Sounds good.
I thought you asked if I want some shrooms right now.
let's get it. Hop off a 15 passenger, this a G5, no this not a Challenger.
Big one.
I keep some members with me in the fridge, the coat seats, they some cannibals.
Eaters.
They like to get geek, drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat.
Damn.
She took a look, mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she's in 3D.
Wow.
I go in the jungle and they got a coat, I bet I come out with a meme.
I bet I
do this shit for the fam, cause this shit bigger than me.
Big.
Color stones in my infinity lane, and in the factory masterpiece.
Factory.
I call him twin, cause that be my brother, we got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun of sun. Carrots, sun, pointers.
Woo.
All these commas, I won't fun from. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, fuck a front of.
Fuck
niggas, cake on me, no funnel.
Woo. Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet.
Woo.
Smoke my pilot.
Woo.
Pay three vibes to the trappers.
Trappy.
Nigga want shit.
Shit.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy.
Poppy.
Living on broke with the whole flooded out in the hotel lobby. It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch a dick like it be cocky.
Don't touch it.
Shroom and GC depart.
We geeky.
Bitches gon' trend on the top.
Keep trending.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas gon' stop me.
Pull up.
Gone. Put that shit on, get a cup for the drip. I'm a motherfuckin' 5
kilo.
Keep stacking your bang, I'll get bigger.
Go.
Never will I throw some shit on no nigga.
I'm telling you,
little nigga, don't blow with these niggas.
No.
I see the big picture, we up on these niggas.
Oh.
The huncho, the one you gon' call on me, nigga.
Joke.
I got your back, you gon' follow me, nigga.
Ball.
When I get up, we gon' ball on these niggas. Fuckin' shit up, cause we beat out the system.
Fuck the system.
Water on me, like the sun of sun. Carrots, sun, pointers.
Woo.
All these commas, I won't fun from. Me go gunners out the jungle.
Me.
Buy it all, fuck a front of.
Fuck
niggas, cake on me, no funnel.
Woo. Cash.
Drop top feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play no runner.
We gon'
chrome my wallet,
smoke my pilot.
Pay three vibes to the trappers.
Go,
nigga want shit. I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy.
Poppy.
Brr. Living on broke with the whole flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Put it.
Most of them all hating, most of them all stating, and nah, I ain't waiting no more.
that's my problem. I'm usually using tools, but these problems they can't solve. That's why this goon with me, cause he like to be fresh raw. He strapped, got a sound off, and jerking like a sawzall.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?